T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
There is some confusion as to whether President Trump will announce this afternoon that he's taking executive action to force a citizenship question onto next year's census.
CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey joins us from Washington. Steve, what's the latest?
Well, it's not entirely clear what will happen at this 5 p.m. event that was slated to take place in the Rose Garden. Now that could be scrapped for the East Room because of threatening weather here under dark, cloudy skies and rain. The president's aides had told us this morning that he was expected to give remarks about executive action he was taking on citizenship and the census, which we thought was supposed to be efforts to include that question on the 2020 census somehow. Now it appears it's possible he could stop short of that, but the White House hasn't confirmed that.
Well, the government has already started printing the 2020 census form, right? Is it too late to add a citizenship question?
Well, it may be too late to add it on those forms, but there was discussion about adding it in some sort of addendum fashion. However, this is an issue that would likely go straight to court because the Supreme Court has temporarily, at least, put the brakes on this. They want a better explanation of why the Trump administration wants this. Instead, what the president could also do is ask in a general survey of Americans who is a resident. That wouldn't necessarily be asked of every American, but it's already something the Census Bureau does, so it's unclear exactly how this would be any different.
Just as a refresher, Steve, what are the arguments for and against the citizenship question?
Well, arguing to the Supreme Court, the Trump administration says it wanted to include this question to better enforce the Voting Rights Act. However, opponents and critics of that say that the Justice Department in the last 50 years has never sought to use data from a question like this to do that. This would be the first. And opponents also say that this would discourage immigrant populations from responding and therefore take away power, financial and political power, from cities and urban areas that have strong immigrant populations.
All right. Thank you, Steve. That's CBS News correspondent Steve Dorsey in Washington.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.